history of rock and roll.
Vaudeville band was frolicking in sounds from the turn of the century, Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas was changing her style for 1966. One element, however, remained common to dancing in the streets, and her different treatment of Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things. She talked about that unifying force for the history of rock and roll.
Everything and every music has soul. If one will go as far back in time, you know, to when music was first understood, or recognized as music, there was soul. Different people have different souls. I had an occasion to watch a theater in Japan in February, and this is a kabuki opera, and I saw soul in their music. You can hear soul in a cantor's chant. You can hear soul in a lullaby to a baby. You know, we have to say that Motown has a black soul, and it's something that's great to be a part of.
Love, love, love makes me do foolish things. Sit alone by the phone that never rings, hoping to hear you say you love me still, knowing you never will.
Love. 1966 saw the rise of an individual singer and composer, Neil Diamond, whose first hit was Solitary Man.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
Bobby Hebb's Sunny, which he wrote, became an instant standard. Within 2 years of its rise up the 66 charts, 112 versions of the song had been recorded. Petula Clark continued her hit streak that year with a song written by Tony Hatch, composer of many of her records. The song was My Love.
My Love.
The history of rock and roll continues its 1966 chart sweep with some words and a hit from Bobby Darin.
The most significant change has come about in the lyric content in terms of the musical scene over the past decade, which is about the time that I've been in the business, at least with some degree of recognition. And the hang-up is that there are only the same number of chords and notes, and there are just so many variations and mathematical formula that can be applied to the musical aspect, the melodic line, so to speak, or the chord structures. The lyric, therefore, represents the area in which the most dynamic change has occurred. For example, I think in 1958, which was when Splish Splash was a hit, I think that it was easy to have records like Splish Splash, which of course was a novelty, and it was intended as a put-on song. It was tongue-in-cheek and so forth. But the lyric generally of the songs in that era reflected a much simpler taste. At least it reflected a simpler taste on the part of the people who were programming records, on the part of the people who were kind of selecting the music that they thought the people listening wanted to hear.
The history of rock and roll.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me?
If I Were a Carpenter was the 66 sound of Bobby Darin. The Ray Conniff Singers maintained the pop romantic tradition in 1966 with their pretty version of Somewhere My Love from the film Dr. Zhivago. Sinatra had been recording prior to 1966, but had little luck until she connected with producer-writer Lee Hazlewood, who launched her with a million-seller country pop song. The History of Rock and Roll asked Lee Hazlewood about country music.
Country music, in its simplest form, tells a story or completes an idea. And we all love stories. I don't care how hip that anybody pretends to be. I think if you don't like stories, I enjoy, the stories for children, fairy tales. I love them. I just like stories that begin and end. I guess, I even like a movie occasionally that ends happily. And one thing about country music, it does, getting back to that, expresses a thought or an idea that's complete. And it doesn't leave you hanging. You know exactly where you are with country music. You can't, when you're fooling around those three or four chords, you can't go very far. So you better make it, you better put it all in the lyric. Because the melody's going to have to be fairly simple.
In 1966, Madison Avenue had integrated the rock variety of pop music into commercials. The T-Bones turned the process around with an adaptation of the Alka-Seltzer theme called No Matter What Shape. From 67, which went from commercial success to success as another commercial, in a moment on the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
Would As a result of an actual experience. A friend of mine was a DJ in San Bernardino, California, was doing a promotion for a hot dog stand and a hot air balloon. It was called Uncle Charlie's Hot Dog Stand or something like that. And so he asked me if I wanted to come out and ride in this balloon. So I went out and he took me up, and the sun was just going down when we went up. And we saw all the lights, and the balloon itself kind of lights up at night like a giant light bulb because of the flame that shoots up through the center of it. And it's a quite beautiful experience, and so I really wrote Up and Away as a direct result of that. I wrote it about 3 days later.
Composer Jim Webb discussing his first big hit recorded by the Fifth Dimension. 1966 was a good year for the Lovin' Spoonful. Daydream revealed another facet of this versatile quartet.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream.
The history of rock and roll.
With beautifully arranged songs such as their Pretty Ballerina. The Mamas and Papas were in full stride by this time. Mama Cass Elliott endeared herself to John Lennon with her interpretation of the Beatles' I Called Your Name.
I'm very lucky to be able to earn my living and a good living as something that I really enjoy doing. You know, it's like God's gift to me so that I don't have to go out and take a job that I don't like to do. You know, I'm very lucky. That's why I think anybody who thinks that they have any talent should try it, because it's a very pleasant way to earn a living. And it's nice to know that people respond to what you do.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to
Lind extended a metaphor into a hit in 66 with a pop folk song called Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind, and it you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings across my dreams. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
The Hollies, who came over in the second wave of the British invasion of American pop music, are next on the Rockumentary.
History of rock and roll.
Bus stop waiting, she's there, I say, and please share my umbrella. Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine.
While the Hollies were furthering the English sound, the Beach Boys maintained their importance in 66 by adapting to the new sound of music with more polished harmonies and better songs. Brian Wilson acknowledges a source of the Beach Boys' harmony for the history of rock and roll.
A lot of our harmonies stem from my knowledge of Four Freshmen Records.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Albert released A Taste of Honey in 1965, but its momentum carried it into 66 popularity. One smaller hit, the Association broke loose in 66 with a national smash, Cherish. Springfield re-enters the pop chapter of the history of rock and roll with her big song from 66, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
Frank Sinatra continues the history of rock and roll pop chart sweep with the best-selling record of his career.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Say it turned out so right for strangers in the night. Doo-dee-doo-bee-doo, doo-doo-doo-dee-da-da-da-da. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy.
I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem,
love is lovelier the second time. For sure I'm gonna love you all the way. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. This is my fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. How much do I love you?
Albert Sinatra, born in Hoboken, New Jersey, December 12, 1915, has proven to be one of the most durable performers in popular music. He has been winning jazz polls since 1942. He has heard the screams of fans who idolized him and endured the silence of unplayed records several times around. He was in and out of the record charts sporadically during the 1950s, but came back stronger than ever in 1966 with 2 million sellers, Strangers in the Night and That's Life.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June.
But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
The history of rock and roll.